This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're somewhere that's not Southern California, because some of you are from all over the place, you might know that we had a lot of rain the other week. Totals that were right up there with records from as far back as records go, so the 1870s. It was wild, and it got me thinking about water, because I've had this one up my sleeve for a little bit.
I take dirty water and I make it clean.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Remember that? We're doing more of the recycling with water now, and today I'm going to drink a glass that used to be from somebody's shower. So stick around. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Yeah, today, showers to flowers. There used to be another phrase for it. It was an alliteration, but the water people don't like it. So I'm going to do them a solid and steer myself away from that one. But we are headed out towards the Port of LA to Terminal Island, one of our water reclamation plants in the city.
And we're in the southern part of Los Angeles, so we treat the wastewater from San Pedro, Terminal Island, Wilmington.
That's Lance Thibodeau. He's the manager here.
It is our toilet water. It is our shower water. In many cases, especially for us being in the harbor area, industrial waste that refineries and industries put into the sewer.
First thing to know, there's a whole lot of it.
At Terminal Island, there's 15 million gallons per day on average, but we do have the capacity to treat up to 30 million gallons a day.
Scene setter. Looks like you'd think it would look, or at least how I think you'd think it would look. A few buildings, there's pipes all over the place, some really big tanks, a couple of them look like eggs. They call those digesters, and a bunch of pools. And that water in those pools is not clean, and you can smell it.
Yeah, so this is where you'll find the most smelly part. Yeah.
Now, disclaimer, wasn't terrible when I was there, just gross.
During the summer, worse. Usually it's not that bad.
He says the tour groups, the school kids, they get a kick out of it, you know.
Holding their noses.
So, how does this go? Give me the basics. Let's do like normal, quote-unquote, treatment, and then we'll get to the fancy stuff that you guys are doing. We'll get to it after that.
So, during our conventional treatment, which is the basic treatment, we first filter large particles from the water, like anything larger than like a quarter of an inch gets filtered.
And just so we're clear, that's what I'm thinking it is. Yeah?
Yes, a good amount of it is poop. It is poop, yeah.
Gotcha. I wanted everybody on the same page.
And then the water moves on where grit will settle out, other solids will settle out. Then in our secondary process, there's bacteria that we foster in the water that thrive off of the organics in the wastewater and air that we add in. These microorganisms continue to consume the contaminants.
That's kind of fun. Huh. A bunch of hungry little guys working for them.
And then that water goes on to settling and then filtration.
And at that point, it's deemed good enough to go out into the ocean because it's actually cleaner than the ocean water. Solid stuff, by the way, goes into those egg-shaped things. It gets heated up, turned into something that's not so bad. So that's basic water treatment, right? This has been done for years and years and years. But now, the new stuff. And if I was going to explain it in a way which I could understand, you know, glossing over a whole lot, they put the water through straws with tiny, tiny, tiny holes.
Yes. Technically, they're semi-permeable hollow tube fibers. And yes, the water is pressurized into these microfiltration filters, and then only the water can pass through these tube walls.
I feel like I got most of it right, yeah? Only the water, because those holes are so small. Think of a human hair. They're way smaller than that. We're talking microns. You know what a micron is?
1 micron is hundreds of sizes smaller than the diameter of a human hair. And the pore, or the hole size through the microfiltration membrane, is smaller than a tenth of a micron.
I know that's numbers, and I'm sorry, but headline is, even bacteria can't get through. And after that, they do another round, even finer filters.
Down to below 10,000th of a micron.
And then, yeah, there's another then, to get whatever else may be in there, they actually flash it.
With very intense light. It's like cleaning with like sunlight to disinfect the water and also destroy any remaining particles or pharmaceuticals that have passed through the body and do not get removed through the other parts of our process.
And to this point, I got the taste test. Started off with the tap water. It's tap water. Tastes like tap water. What do you expect me to say? But then I got their stuff.
So that this is advanced treated water from our facility.
Same.
Okay.
Good
that's
work.
It is. It's the same. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's really close.
People have said it tastes silkier, but it's always a better quality description, or the same.
Yeah, never terrible. The water at this point is actually so clean, they have to put minerals back into it before it gets used. And that's kind of the end of our story, right? Where does it get used? Well, right now it's pretty interesting. When we take the groundwater to drink, this gets pumped into the ground near the ocean to keep the seawater out, because the underground is kind of like a teeter-totter, right? You take the groundwater, the seawater is going to try to get in, but that's going to get you salty drinking water. So this is like a buffer zone. That's what they're doing with it now, but someday.
So other uses for the recycled water is irrigation, industrial uses, but in the future is direct potable reuse. Water of the type that we're producing, this recycled water, will blend with groundwater at a drinking water plant, get a little more treatment, and then will be sent to our taps at our homes for us to use.
Yeah, one more time for emphasis. This is coming to you. He realizes that might be a hard sell at first, but that's why we just did this whole thing.
That is the future. It's a industry and a field that people take for granted, and that's okay. That's a good thing. That means we're doing our job. That is the plan, and that is the future.
You thirsty yet? This is Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. 3 more of these for this round, so 3 more weeks. Send me ideas for the next round. Do You Work Here at KNXnews.com. Cheers.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.